This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. From time to time, we see some amazing stories on the TV news or in the social media. What, for example, 30th of June 2017 on a California freeway, Frank Pisano was piloting a small twin-engine Cessna with his wife, Janan. And Frank had been flying small planes for about 27 years, but on this day, the right engine died and he had to make a very quick decision. It was a crash landing on a major freeway in the middle of rush hour. The plane clipped a fire truck as it landed and the plane burst into flames. But the amazing thing is nobody was injured, just the pilot and his wife who had to get out of that plane in a hurry. Janan was okay. She was able to open the door, but Frank was trapped. They had 30-foot high flames outside the plane, and he just felt the end of his life had come. Remarkably, the truck that had been clipped with the wing was a fire truck. And there you had the off-duty fireman who was there. He ran to the flames and pulled Frank out of the plane. Other motorists had stopped to give help. The ambulance arrived. And you know that despite the heat, no one died at the scene. There had been a plan for two friends to travel with them on the short flight, but they changed their plans at the last moment. Now, Frank Pisano had multiple injuries. He was in hospital for 4 weeks, but both prayed for their protection. Frank said, "Well, God, I'm ready. Take me. My wife at least is safe for our kids." And the circumstances of this incident back in June 27 are quite remarkable. Everyone thought that people inside would have died by the look of the flames. But here's what Frank said. "It's like God put his hands around the fuselage while we were sitting and said, 'I'm not going to let anything happen to you, for God protected us.'" And as he was pulled from the plane, this intense heat caused the headphones they were wearing to become like a melted ball of plastic. So Frank says, this is the biggest miracle of all time. If you don't believe in God, listen to this story, and you tell me that there isn't a God up above. This was not luck. He said, "It's unbelievable. I didn't hit any power poles or any signs on the freeway. And if I had to do it all again, there's no way I could have done that." Now, prior to that accident, Frank didn't give much credence to miracles. He said, "Oh, look, I think they happened, but I never expected them to happen to me." My question to you today is, do you believe in miracles? Maybe you feel like that conversation in Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland. Alice and the Queen were talking, and Alice says, "There's no use trying. One can't believe in impossible things." But the Queen said, "Well, I dare say you haven't had much practice. When I was your age, I always did it for half an hour a day. Sometimes I believed as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast." When you talk about miracles, some people are very skeptical. But I believe in a God of miracles because the Bible tells me of many, many miraculous events. Our God is big enough to do whatever he wants. And sometimes God divinely rearranges things like a burning plane on the freeway. His divine protection. So what is a miracle? You could define it, I guess, in many ways. I like the definition. It's an act of God that's using or exceeding the laws of nature to perform humanly impossible feats that reveal his power and glory. So it's an amazing thing to see an act of God that can't be explained any other way. And it's nothing to do with coincidence, as I said, or luck, because God can break into our world at any time that he chooses to. A miracle, an action from God that's supernatural. We've got no human explanation. It's a supernatural event. In other words, natural law stops and is suspended while God comes in and he acts. It's incredible. It was Jesus who said in Luke 18, "What is impossible with men is possible with God." Psalm 46, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the day of trouble." Do you believe that God will protect you? Now, the Bible says he will. He knows our comings and goings. He knows what happened yesterday and what's going to happen tomorrow. God is omnipotent. That word means that God is present with us at all the time. He is the shadow hanging over us to protect us. Thank you, Lord, for the amazing story of what happened there on that California freeway. It reminds me that you are not limited to what we think. You are the God of the impossible. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.